Okay, we're on Daf Nun. Four lines from the top. I'd like to learn today's Daf was Zeicho Nishmas Harav Aaron Ben Rav Mordechai, Rabbi Aaron Levine, who's a Mordechai of Yom Gizel Ve'er Yudjeh, who passed away on the first day of Yom Tov. Mishama should have an Aliyah. Okay, the Mishnah had mentioned that Lohi Krivu Keves Bavoker, if he's not bringing the Korban Tamid in the morning, Yakrivu Ben Arbayim. Then you can bring the afternoon carbon, you can bring in the afternoon. And Rav Shimon says, when can you do that? That's only if you were honest and not brought the first one. And then the Mishnah continues and says his words, and then he said, below two Ketoris Bavoker, if the Ketoris could just split up into two portions as well, if you were not Makir, you were not Makir as the Ketoris in the morning, you can be Makir Ben Abayim. Rav Shimon doesn't have this idea that if you don't bring the one, you don't bring the other, even if you're the Mazin. And Abba Rav Shimon, Rav Shimon says, now the Mishnah is quoted, the Kula Haisa Kreva Ben Arbayim. If you didn't bring the carbon, the half of the Ketoris in the morning, and you only brought it in the afternoon, you bring the entire Ketoris. As opposed to the carbon tamid, if you bring it in the afternoon without bringing it in the morning, you only bring one, you don't bring both, the Ketoris, the entire thing is brought in the afternoon if you miss the morning. And then the Mishnah says, She'ein mechamkin es mizbach hazov ela b'ktoris ha'samim v'lo mizbach ha'ola ela v'tamim shal shachar. And we have no idea what that was coming to talk about. Where did that come from? The Gemara asks, Chinuch man dechar shmei. Who's talking about consecrating or inaugurating a mizbeach in the Mishnah? That obviously you're telling us when they become inaugurated. Right? Who mentioned that? There's nothing talking about that. So Gemara says, Chisuri mechzer of ha'chitani. There's some missing text. And this is how you have to read the Mishnah. And this was missing. So interesting, there's a machlokas, Chisuri machlokas, as to what does it mean, Chisuri Mechzera? So it's quoted here in the name of Rabbeinu Bachaya, that Chisuri Mechzera is Chash HaShalom, that the text of the Mishnah is actually missing something, rather that we don't understand the depth of the Mishnah, and that's why we have to add in words in order for us to understand it. That's Rabbeinu Bachaya. Then he quotes from the Mechaber, who has a Sefer Halichos Olam, who says that no, it's missing in the Gemara. The way the Rebbe redacted the Mishnah in a way that he wrote it down and how it was discussed. And wrote down in a way that the Tanaim were remembering it. So this is how they discussed it. This is how he wrote it down. Happens to be that in order to get to the full depth of the understanding, you would have had other words. But this is the way that it was mentioned. It was taught in the Beis Medrash at the time. So consider Master Bahakatani. Lohi Krivu Keves Baboker. The really interesting Mishnah should read as follows. You didn't bring the Korban Tamid in the morning. Then lo yakrivu ben harbayim. Do not bring it ben harbayim. But medzvar mamurim, that you may not bring it ben harbayim. That shelo nischanecha mizbeach. If we're dealing with a brand new mizbeach, for whatever reason, we rebuilt the mizbeach, whether it was Hanukkah or the mizbeach got chipped, got broken, you had to reconsecrate mizbeach. If this is the first time that the mizbeach is being used, and you didn't bring a carbon shot home in this morning, you can't bring one in the afternoon. But aval nischanecha mizbeach. If this mizbeach has been used previously, right, then yakrivu. Then even if you forgot the Tamid Shal Shachar, you can be makri of the Tamid Shal Ben Arbayim. Carlos Rav Shimon says, now you see that we have the Tanakh of Chinuch going on, so that makes sense in the continuation of the Mishnah. And Amar Rav Shimon, Rav Shimon says, Amasai, when can you be makri of the Tamid Shal Ben Arbayim if you have not been makri of the Tamid Shal Shachar? Amasai, that's Bizman Shahayu Anusim Oshogin. That's only if you were Anus or Shogin in the morning. Aval, however, imhayu mezidin, if you were mezid and you didn't bring the lo yakrivu keves baboker, then even if it's a consecrated mizbeach, lo yakrivu ben arbayim, do not be makrivit in the afternoon. Only you can't do that. But the ketoris, that's not the din. It is din drabban. But the ketoris, that's not the din. Lo hikiru ketoris baboker. Even if you were not makrivit the ketoris in the morning, yakiru ben arbayim, you could still be makrivit this in the afternoon, and you don't have this. You don't have this necessarily to split. And now we understand. The Mishnah continues then. How is the Mizbeach Mishkanech? How is the Mizbeach Azor Mishkanech? How is the Shulchan Mishkanech? Because we talked about the concept of Chinuch in the Mishnah. Tosas points out, Tosas Yimash Bameh, right? So, Medzor and Mur Mishlon Mishkanech, Bahokai She'ein Mechanechim Mashnisim. Tosas explaining, that's what it means in the Mishnah, the Ein Mechanechim. So, we're talking about the Chinuch of the Mizbeach, but he says, Aval Nischanich, if the Mizbeach was Nischanich, Yakrivu Keves Echad Dafka, like we mentioned before, it's a case where you can bring this, if you miss the Shachos, and you can bring in the afternoon, you only bring one. You only bring the Keves Shal Ben Arbayim, right? V'lo Shnayim, V'lo Ketoni, ubeit ha'yukrim. Don't say you rock your two. L'Rav Shimon. Apal gav, even though the gav b'ketores kar kula, as we mentioned, even though ketores, if you miss the morning, and you bring in the afternoon, you bring the entire thing, right? So why is the difference between the tamid and the ketores? He says, lo tami klal. The hasim chadim milsehi. The ketores is one thing. It's one carbon that's split into two. According to Tosos here, the carbon tamid is two separate carbonas. So it's two separate carbonas that may be totally one on the other, but two separate entities. And therefore, if you missed one in the morning, and you could bring in the afternoon, so just bring the afternoon one, you don't have to bring two. But the ketores, if you miss in the morning, and you can bring in the afternoon, well, you have to bring the entire thing now in the afternoon. I think that goes into whether the tamid, right, is a machlokas, whether the carbon tamid is one mitzvah or two mitzvahs, or the kuf dal is somewhere in the Sefer Chinuch, towards in the kufs, he talks about, I think it's a machlokas between the Chinuch, the Rambam, and the Ramban, as to whether or not these things, it's one mitzvah or two mitzvahs. Probably can read it both ways anyway. Okay, so Gemara says, so where do we know, from where do we learn, that if it's a new Mizbeach that hasn't been Nischanech yet, right, and the Mizbeach is only Nischanech, can only become consecrated with the Karban Tamid Shel Shachar. So how do we know if it has not yet been Nischanech with the Tamid Shel Shachar, you may not be Makriv the Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim. The Gemara says, the Tana Rabbanan, we have the following Braisa, right, by the Chiruch of Mizbeach in Shmos, it says by the Olas HaTamid, it says, HaKeves Echoa Tasev Evoker, right? It says Sheni Bein Harbayim, Velo Rishon Bein Harbayim. The only one you can bring in the afternoon is the second one, not the first one. But I guess the diuk is, Rashi says Velo Rishon Bein Harbayim. Rashi says Lo Hikrivu Baboker. They were in Makriv in the morning. Lo Yakrivenu Bein Harbayim. The Hachi Midrash Kro Im Es Keves Achat Tasev Baboker. Hukshar Sheni the Karbin Harbayim Ilo Lo. If you were makir the boker, then you could be makir the afternoon. And this is talking about by the chinuch of the mizbeach. So only by the chinuch of the mizbeach. If you don't have the morning, you can't have the afternoon. From that dvarim aburim, the mitzvah continues. Well, that dvarim that you may not bring it in the afternoon if you don't bring it in the morning. That's shalom eschanuch mizbeach. That's if you haven't consecrated the mizbeach. Because this pasuk is talking about chinuch mizbeach. But avon eschanuch mizbeach. If this mizbeach had been used already, it hasn't consecrated previously, afilu rishon bein arbayim. Then you can even bring the first one bein arbayim. Doesn't mean you bring both, but it means you bring the first one of the day in the afternoon. Okay. Amar Rabbi Shimon, Amasai, when are you permitted, this talking about now we have a mizbeach that was nitzchaneh. So when are you now permitted to bring bein arbayim if you missed in the morning? That's bizman shahayu anusim oshogim. If you were honest, or you were shogim for whatever reason, you didn't bring the morning. Aval im hayu mezidin below hikrivu. And if the Roman legions are outside and he didn't get a sheep to come in that morning, or someone nicked the ear, or whatever they do with it, and you didn't have a kosher animal in the morning, you don't have enough money. Then you get in the afternoon. You can bring it in the afternoon. You can bring it in the afternoon, right? But aval im mezidin mezidin lo hikrivu keres boker lo hikrivu arbayim. But lo hikrivu keres boker hikrivu arbayim. If you weren't matzah victorious, then you can bring it in the afternoon, and we say the whole thing. So, what's the difference between the Torah and the Tumit? So, v'chi kohanim, we wish to ask another question. V'chi kohanim chatzu, what happens? The kohanim were mazed, and didn't bring the korban Tumit Shal Shachar. So, kohanim were choteh, mizbeach batel, now all of a sudden we're going to let the mizbeach do what it's supposed to do, let the mizbeach sit idle. But they made a mistake. They were wrong. Wonderful, they're wrong, they get an X in Shemayim, they made it in Avera. But nevertheless, Mizbeach should be used for what it's supposed to be used. You got to bring the carbon tablet to Labayim. So, Amar Rabba, Hachiz Amar, Loyak Rivu Hain. No. It means that those Kohanim who messed up in the morning, they can't bring it in the afternoon. Aval Acherim Yakrivu. But other Kohanim can be Makriv. So, what does that mean? So, my focus is what does that mean? So, the Griz, you think it's just the action of those Kohanim, but the Griz brings down that maybe it's the entire base out, the entire group of that day, because they should have been watching each other to bring it. So someone else has to bring it. You're right, in the Hanami. Carbon has to be brought. It can't be brought by those people who did the Avera and didn't bring it in the morning. The Lohi Kiyu Katosha Boker, Yakiru Ben Arabayim. But if you weren't Makir the Katosha in the morning, then you may be Makir Ben Arabayim. The entire thing has to be brought up in the afternoon. So the Gemara says, the reason why they didn't have this takana that the Kohanim, that they messed up in the morning and don't bring it in the afternoon. Why? The cave under lo shchicha. It's not shchiach. It's not as popular, I guess. It's not as prevalent, the ketores. See what that means. And also, ume atra. The ketores, is a schula for wealth. So chaviv aluhu v'lo poshi. So the kohanim really want to do it, and they're not going to be posheya and not bring the ketores. Therefore, if it wasn't brought, there's no knas. Rashi says d'lo shkiyah. What does that mean, d'lo shkiyah? It's the last Rashi in the short lines. D'lo shkiyah, the tamid olahu. The tamid, the korban tamid, is an ola. The afagav d'lo karva ela trei zimna biyoma. Even though the korban tamid is only brought twice a day, ika olos achrin the mekubi kol yom tuva. There are many korbanos olos that are brought every day. So it's a more shkiyah korban. So maybe you won't be as careful with it. So if you didn't bring it in the morning on purpose, they make the gezeira that you can't bring in the afternoon. Hilkach lo chaviv luhu, because it's so many of them, it's not chaviv, right? Upashi hilkach konsuli. So people may be posheya and be konis. Abakitores lo olam lasa el treizim leviyom. That's only twice a day. That's only twice a day. So people are going to be are not going to be posheya. It's very chaviv because it's not only twice a day. Lishnachmina lo shchicha b'chad gavra. The ketores is not brought by more by the same person. The ketores is always brought by a different kohen. Kidamrin b'sechas yoma, like we said in b'sechas yoma, le'olam lo shona adompa. Never was the ketores brought by the same kohen, because since it's a school for being wealthy, you have to spread the wealth in the literal sense. You spread the wealth around, and therefore it's not shriach that someone's going to forget it because it's not the same guy. Someone's going to bring it. So this whole thing about the Ketores being a school for the wealth brings on to the discussion of Sandik. Right? It's brought down, right? Ashogi is brought down, the Ketores is Ma'asher the Karvan. That's why, is Ma'asher the person who's Ma'akirik. That's why its mitzvah was Chaviv on the Kohanim. So, right, so that's what the Gemara Yoma says, Ma'olam Oshana Adam Ketores, we never gave it to a Kohen twice because it's Ma'asher them. So the Maharil in Hilchos Mila, and the Ramah brings it down, the Maharil in Hilchos Mila brings in the name of Beinu Peretz, that they were knowing not to be mekaved with sandakos, one person for two sons of the same family. Like, you have two sons, you give sandak to Shimon, and the next sandak you give to Reuven. Don't give it to Shimon again. You've got to spread the wealth. Because, it says, the bris milah is kaktoris haktoris. Bris milah is similar to the ktoris, and the feet of the sandak are like the mizbeach, and it's as if you're being makik to shemayim, and just like the ktoris, it makes the person who does it wealthy. So too, the sandik is mashir at the people who owe sikit, including the sandik. That's why. So if you give person to be sandik for one of your sons, don't give him sandakos for your next son. So the note of Yehuda, typical note of Yehuda. No Yehuda says, "Well, I don't understand." First of all, so the note of Yehuda is asked, "What?" That's where it comes down. The Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah brings it in Yordaya. Simon Rish Samaf Hay Sif Yud Aleph. He says, "No gim lahadir achar mitzvah zol yos sandik lepos al kinas lamolo." And you ever call sandik who kematik ketores? Every sandik is like you're kematik ketores. Lachain. Therefore, no gim shlo liting shnei yolodim lebal bris echad. You don't give the sandakos to same person for the same bal bris. Right? You can't give your grandfather the bris for your first son and your second son. The sandakos. What? Right, but that's a different social dynamic that's the Rebbe. Different social dynamic. Or you can say maybe if I go and give him some of the kos, then you go and give him some of the kos, and you go and give him some of the kos. That's not the issue. The Ramah only says that's the same Baal Bris, but they won't turn it down anyway. They're not going to turn it down because maybe the Rebbe is so much on this note of Yehuda. So the irony is biting. So, another Yehuda was asked, right? Someone came to him and says, "Ish nolo lo ben zachar." He had a son. Velo matzah sandik kiritzono. He didn't find any sandik that he felt was worthy to be the sandik for his son. Rak zesh akvar hari etzel sandik echli bar lakolim mutal lepado. Just a sandik who he had previously used for one of his other sons. So he says, another Yehuda says again in Yordaya Simon Peivav. He says, "Ain it's not ain dagi nocha lihashiv bedavish ain lo shorish min hashas." Very difficult for me to answer Shaila. There's absolutely no source in Shas. That's what the Noda Yehuda says. But Divrei Rabbeinu Peretz, he says, what Rabbeinu Peretz says, Shehevi Mahariel, Bereisha Vosmila, Hu Raki Ein Asmata. He's just in Asmata, Laseis Tam Al Masha Nimni Mechav Lecha Mishnei Banim. The Noda Yehuda says it worked backwards. They had a minog not to give sandakos to the same person twice, and Rabbeinu Peretz found a reason. He said it worked backwards. But he says there's no mention of it in Shas whatsoever not to have this minog. Then he says, "Ubekufa davar shadina mariel mitzvah zol and makti ketores." Why is this compared to makti ketores? Because it makes more sense to compare it to an ola. The dam of the mila would be dam of the ola. Why not? He says, "Ani tamot ki afshe dima hayirechem shal sandik mizbeach." Okay, fine. So the lap of the sandik is the mizbeach. We know that the most mizbeach mitkach torah shum mizbeach apnimi. We also know that the most mizbeach kibzo but dam of person dam of karbonos. The dam of person with that. Remember, ola to the mayachai, ola to mayachai. We do the blood. It makes more sense, right? So he quotes. Right, so the Gold of Yehuda says, you know what, I don't think this is really the right thing, because it's not in Shas, but I'll quote you what the source really is. So he quotes a Medrash in the Yalkut Shimoni, in the end of Parshas Lech Lecha, that says, B'shah Shamal Avram Lidei Beso, Hemi Givos Arlos, they had a mounds of Orlos, V'zarcha Lehem Chama, and the sun was on, they flew you, and they, I guess they rotted, V'alo Reichel Thea Kodesh Barchu, and the Reach went up to Hashem, Kiktoris HaSamim, U'ka'olo Shikali Le'ishim. It was like the Torah. So the brings a real source for them. He says, "Well, there's some chor vein of petra are really the most mitzvot of the Torah, right?" But he says, "The alpha pikein omer anisha ain luma mitzvot linchitei ma'ashos lachvi l'chadosh k'toras." He says, "You don't have to learn that way, because if that's the case, then we learn about the same din. The same din applies by the ola. The same din applies ola also that can bring down the gemara and yoma is ma'asher. And we never say that the same person who brings one ola can't bring the." Can't be the second Ola. So the Gaon of Yehuda takes issue with this halacha. Again, nevertheless, the Ramah brings it down in Yerodeo Simon Reish Samach Aleph Sif Yud Aleph. But if you look over there, the Bir Agra says there's no source. So there's no source for this. He says number one, why is it dafka that only one Baal Bris can't give the same person to be sounded twice? It should just be that a signed person can never be signed twice. Because when it came to the Torah, it wasn't that one Balka Torah, there was no Balka Torah, it's the one coin, wasn't Makhla Torah twice. So that's one question. Then he asks the second question, he goes, look around. You have many people who were Sandic, they're not wealthy. So he goes, it's not as, what type of school is this? He goes, look around. It doesn't work. Fine. We'll go more to talk about that, but that's how to bring that over Judah. Okay, we'll go back there. Okay. Right, so you could say, had he not been a Sandik, he would have lost his house. Right, so you don't need, so what do you need? No, but here they say it's really a school for actual physical wealth. That's what it said in the Gemara. Okay. So they said that we don't bring, what was it? Amar Shimon Bakula Haisa Krayu Ben Arbayim. If you bring in the second part of the Ketoros in the afternoon, you bring the entire Ketoros in the afternoon. She'im mechanchan zebachazav the Ketoros asamim shobein arbayim, because the only time you're mechanic the carbon the mizbeach hazav, the new mizbeach hazav with the Ketoros bein harbayim. Therefore, the whole thing can be brought bein harbayim. So the Gemara says, wait a second, I have to bring a brisa that shows this, Vatanya, Torah Shom Shal Shachar. I have a brisa that says that the chinuch of the Mizbeach HaPnimi takes place with the Ketoros of the morning. So the Gemara says, Tanahi. It's a machlokas Tanahi. Whether we say the inauguration of the Mizbeach HaZahav takes place with the Ketoros of Shachar or with the Ketoros Ben Arbayim. So the Gemara says, Amar Abaye, Mistabra, makes more sense to say, Kamad Amar, Ketoros Shom Shal Ben Arbayim. That the Mizbeach HaZav becomes consecrated, inaugurated with the Ketoros Hashamim of the afternoon. Dixiv, because it says by the original Chinuch HaMizbeach, by the Ketoros Hashamim, it says in Shmos Perek Lamed, by the Hikdi Arlov Aran HaKetoros Hashamim, Ba'boker, Ba'boker, Ve'hetivu Es HaNeiros Yakirena. Meaning that at the same time, right, when you were Makdir of the Ketoros, the same time that you basically cleaned the Mizbeach, the same time that you were mative, set up, and you were cleared the menorah. So e lavd, and you're cleaning it in the morning. So e lavd the other lucka meorta hatav v'tzafra meheifa. So talking about the menorah, you're cleaning it in the morning. So that means you lit it at night. And the Gemara is saying that you do the ketores the same time that you lit the menorah. It must have been done at night. So you see that the chinuch of the mizbeach hazav took place at night. Ilamad amar b'ketores hasam mishal shachar. So why doesn't he learn it out from the pasuk of the menorah? He says, "Government is Mizbeach Ola." No, I'll learn it from the outside Mizbeach. I'll learn one Mizbeach from the other Mizbeach. Right? The oldest Beach we said when? Was Mechanech with the Koran Tomish HaShachar. Ma'alo ha'olam with Tomish HaShachar. Ha'kanech with the Koran Tomish HaShachar. So to here, we're talking about the morning Hakrava of the Karban. Fine. So then the Mishnah continues. We're the three lines and the wide lines. Right? Below as HaShulchan Elev Alechem HaPanim Shabbos. We have a new Shulchan, and we want to consecrate the new Shulchan. The new Shulchan is inaugurated with the Lechem HaPanim that's brought on Shabbos. So the Gemara says, that makes sense. So the Gemara basically that says that it's only the Lechem HaLa that's put on Shabbos. Right? Ela b'yom, ela b'chol, ichanuchi hudulo minchot hakidush mikdish. So what happens? You get a new Shulchan built on Monday. You put the bread on there. So the bread is holy to be eaten, but the Mizbeach wasn't kudosh yet. So what's going on here? So the Gemara says, no, he goof kamashma, the chiddush for chiddush, the shulchan Shabbos. I'm not talking about it. If you have a new, shulchan, it all depends on Shabbos. You got to put the bread on Shabbos. That's mekadosh the mizbeach, and be mekadosh the mizbeach, and mekadosh the bread. You have bread to put on the mizbeach on Tuesday. That's not the bread is not the bread is not kadosh. The Ketani Sefer, the Gemara brings a raya that even the kiddush halechem it takes place on what's put on Shabbos. Because the Ketani Sefer, the low es haMenorah. Ella b'shivin or seh bein arba'im, right? So by the menorah, the what was that? I can say that by the menorah, it says lowest the menorah ella b'shiva nerusel bein arba'im. The menorah is consecrated with its seven candles that are lit, right? So the Gemara is talking about the ikur mitzvah of the menorah, which is lighting the menorah, right? So there's nothing else to do with the menorah, I guess. So too with the shulchan. It only has to do with what you use the shulchan for. So everything takes place via the use of the shulchan, which is done on Shabbos. So that includes the chinuch and the kiddush alechem. That both has to take place on Shabbos. So if you're ever going to use a new shulchan, then make sure that the first time you use it, I guess, is on Shabbos. So therefore, you have the week the lechem is kiddush throughout the week. Okay. Panur Rabbanan. We have an interesting brisa, and we're trying to figure out what the brisa means. The Raisa says that one time they were makir ketores on the outer mizbeach, as opposed to the inner mizbeach. They were makir on the outer mizbeach, right? Zehu ketores sha'alchol yachid. This was the one time that the ketores was brought for an individual. Usually the ketores is brought, it's a tzibur offering. This is the one time the ketores is brought for a yachid, and it was brought on mizbeach ha'chitzon, it was brought on the outer mizbeach. The harash shah ha'isa. That was just a harash shah. That's not the way it's supposed to be. It was Harosh Hashanah. Now he's going to explain this price. So Heicha, when was this Harosh Hashanah? When did this take place? Rav Papa says v'nesiyim. Originally, when the Nesiyim brought in the Chanukas HaMishkan, it said Kaf Achas Asarah Zahav Melech Ketores, and that Ketores was brought by individuals by each day by a different Nasi, and it was brought on the Mizbeach HaOlah, the Adam Mizbeach. And outside of this time, we never found that a Yachid brought the Ketores. And we never found that the Ketores was brought on the Mizbeach HaChitzon. So Gemara says, wait a second, but Rosh Hashanah, what's the deal? What's going on here? Elo Yachid al Mizbeach Hu Delo Ha al Mizbeach Bim Machriv. We said this is the only time that a Yachid brought the Ketores on the outer Mizbeach. Masma that the Yachid can bring it on the inner Mizbeach. Right? How can that be? And number two, Besu al Mizbeach HaChitzon Yachid Hu Delo HaTziv Machriv. This is the only time a Yachid brought it on the Korban Tzivor. Mashma, that maybe a tzibur can bring it on the animus beach. But that can't be. Vatanya, we have a brisa. Yachal, you would think, Yachid ye minadev u maybe kamotzebok nidaba. You would think just like he can bring karbanos, like an olah, he can bring other things, bin nidaba. He can bring a torres, bin nidaba, the koran yibo, and then you bring it, because mochi so sacrificial basisa, you have to keep your word when you're machter something for the mizbeach. Taman lomar, the pasuk says by the mizbeach ketores, lo sa'alu alaf torah zara. You can never bring a ketores other than what I'm talking about now onto the mizbeach. So the ketores a yachid is a zara because the mitzvah is the after the tzibur. So you know for sure that a yachid cannot bring the korban. So what was the first deal? That this was the only time a ketores is brought by yachid on the outer mizbeach. Master, it could be brought by yachid in the mizbeach. It can't be brought by yachid in the inner mizbeach. You're not allowed. Ketores zara. And then Brisa continues. Yachol lo ye yachid nevi she'ein nevi chovasa kayotza ba. Maybe a Yachid can't bring it, but a Tzibur can bring it as a Karban Nadava, maybe for whatever, I don't know how it works, but a Karban Tzibur by Nadava by Torah's work, Shemei Chova Kayotzeba, Tamalom Elosolu. No, you can't. So we made a deal, oh, this is the only time that the tzibur brought on the Aaron's Bech. Mashma, that the tzibur can bring on the Aaron's Bech. The Bryce says, it can't be. So what's going on in that Bryce that says, Harasha, and without this Harasha, we would have all these other Diyukim. So Gemara says, sorry, the Bryce continues, Yachol lo yalu amizbeach apimi abal yalu amizbeach achitzon, Tamar Lomar, it's a continuation, right, you would think that the tzibur can't bring it on his beach apimi, but maybe the tzibur can bring it on his beach achitzon, Tamar Lomar, as Hashem and the Mishkab has told us something in the Kodesh, v'chol asher tzivisichi yasu, ein lecha el ha-masha amr be'inan, the Torah is limited to what's exactly written in the Parsha. So how are you making this diyukim from the Brisa? It's impossible, a yachit can't bring it ever, a tzibur can't bring it on the Adam's beach, it only brought every day, it's the carbon tzibur, the inner is bad. What's going on? So when it says, Amar Papa, Lomi Bai Kamar. No, what the Brisa says, it's Lomi Bai. Lomi Bai Tzibur is Be'ach Yitzon. You don't have to tell me that the tzibur cannot bring the Torahs on the Adam's Be'ach. Lo Ashkechon, because we never found it except in one place. We only found the Adam's Be'ach when used in one place, and that was by the Nesiyim. Right? The Lomi Bai Yachir Mizbe'ach Apnimi. And you can never brought, sorry. Lomi boy tzibur mizbeach achitzon. You'll never tell me. Don't tell me that the tzibur can't bring it on mizbeach achitzon. Why? To lo ashkan, because you never found that. That never took place. The lomi boy yachad mizbeach apnimi, and the yachad will never have a havim that the yachad would bring it on mizbeach the kodesh on mizbeach apnimi to lo ashkan. We never found that. There's no precedent. All right. Elafidu yachad mizbeach achitzon. But even a yachad on the outer mizbeach, the ashkan ben nesiin, which we do find the precedent by the nesiin, that was only harosh shah haisa. That was only harosh shah. Don't make it to the yukim. What? The Adam's Be'ach is used for Kabbalah. It's not used for incense. The inner Mizbe'ach is used for the incense. The Mizbe'ach is Torah. Okay. Now, we go back to the Sefer Menachos. We can actually deal with Korah Mincha. So, shock. Right, the Torah says, right, in Vayikra Vav, Perek Gimel, the Pasuk says, Zeh Korban Aaron Uvanav Asher Yafibu Hashem. This is a Korban for Aaron and his sons and the Makos Hashem. The Yom Yishach Haso. Right, a seer is ha'eva sos mecha tamin mechasista v'boka mechasista v'erev. So you see from there that the Kohen Gadol has to bring a korban mincha every day, and he's makriv half of it in the morning and half of it in the evening. Right, we call that the minchas kafitit. Or half in the morning, half in the afternoon, every day the Kohen Gadol has to bring that. So Gemara Mishnah says, kafite Kohen Gadol, this minchas machlas, right, the pan, right, machlas is the pan, right, the short pan, machlas is the shallow pan, I think. It's brittle. All right. This mincha that the Kohen Gadol brings every day, lo hayu bo chatzoyim. It wasn't brought half and half. What does it mean? It was brought half and half. Wasn't that he brought half a shear, whatever the shear was. He didn't bring half of that chatzi sorrow. So he didn't bring chatzi sorrow in the morning from his house and then go back home and bring another chatzi sorrow. Well, he did. He brought the full sorrow in the day, right? Ela maybe sorrow showing, brings the entire thing in the morning, prepares the mincha, votziu shnayim. And he splits it in two, umakik metzel b'boker, metzel ben avayim. And he puts up half in the morning and half in the afternoon. Mishnah continues. Kohen shehevi metzah. So the Kohen Gadol brings... What? No, it's the same rule. Bring the whole thing at once, then split it. Right. Kohen shehevi metzah shachar. So the Kohen brings half of it, I guess he was makrif half of it in the morning, v'meis. And Kohen Gadol died. Right? Uminu Kohen Acher Tachtov. And now you appointed a new, right, Kohen. And it has to be that this is before the Korban Tamid. The Korban Tamid would be the last thing. So it's before the Korban Tamid. Lo Yavi Chatzi Yisorim Beso. He should just go ahead and bring half an Yisorim from his house. And also, Velo Chatzi Yisorim Sarishon. He can't be Makrib, the leftover half of the first Kohen. El, what does he do? Maybe it's Sar Shalim. He brings a new full shear of the Mincha. V'chotzeyu, splits it in two, umakriv mechza, and he's makriv half, right, umechza oven, and you just get rid of the other half. I guess you have to leave it over, or leave it in the base of psul. You can't use it, right, v'nimtzu, so you see from here, shnei chatzim kreivim, shnei chatzim otim. You basically have four halves now, two of them were hukrav, meaning the original coins in the morning, the second coins in the afternoon, and two of them go to get lost. That's the second one of the Kohen in the morning, and the first one of this, and the second one of the Kohen in the afternoon. Okay. So Tana Rabbanan. So the Bryce is going to bring down, talk about how do we know the Kohen has to bring the Yisor of Sholem from his house. Then as Mars learns some other things as well. Tana Rabbanan. Ilu Nemar Mincha Maxis. Right? It says, Mincha Tomi Machtisa Baboka Machtisa Be'erev. So had it said Mincha Machtis, half a Mincha, Hayisi Omer, then I would have said, maybe Chachi Sarum Be'esu Shachar, so Machri, Chachi Sarum Be'esu Arvi, so Machri. Had it said Mincha Machtis, half a Mincha, so I would have thought, bring half in the morning, then go home and bring another half in the afternoon. Talmud Lomer, therefore the pasuk says, no, it says Machatisa Baboker, Umachatisa Be'erev. Half of it in the morning, half of it in the evening. Meaning half of it, meaning that there was a hole. There's a hole to begin with, right? Nefzah Sholim Humakriv. He's makriv half of a complete one. Haketan, how does that work? Maybe Soren Sholim, you bring a full Soren in the morning, Vichot Seyu, and you split it, Humakriv Nefzah Bokir, Nefzah Benarbay, and you bring half of it in the morning, half of it in the afternoon. Now, the Brisa continues, Nitma Nefzah Shel Ben Arbayim. Let's say you brought the first one, the first half, and the second half became Tamei, right? Nitma Nefzah Shel Ben Arbayim, or got lost. Yachol Yavich Yisorin Beisu Lavis V'Yakov. Maybe you just say, all right, let's go bring another half a shear from your house and be makav it. No, Tamal Omer, Machat Yisoba Boker, Machat Yisoba Erev. Meaning each time you're makav your Minchas Avitin, that half has to be half of a whole. Half, right, Chat Yisorin has to be half of Yisorin. No, so Metzah Misholim, who maybe. You had to bring half from a whole. Okay, so what do you do in this case? Maybe Yisorin Shalom Yisorin for the Koseyu. So bring another full Yisorin, split it, Umachiv Metzah, and bring half in the afternoon, Umachzah Ovid, and have the other half. Has to go to waste. Nimshu Shnei Chatzoyim Kravim, two halves are brought, V'Shnei Chatzoyim Ovdim. Two halves are lost. Same thing we had in our Mishnah, the Mishnah of Death, and the Brisa is talking about when it became Tamei or lost. Next, the Brisa brings another case. Now, Brisa brings the Kohen that dies. Kohen Gadol Shnei Hefnu Metzah B'Shach Shachris, he brought half in the Shachris, V'Meis, and he dies. U'minu Achar Tachtam, they pointed someone else on the besides him. Yochu Yod V'Chat Tzorin Beis, so maybe he brings half up, maybe he should bring half from his house, or Chat Yisroon HaShorisho, maybe he should just bring the leftover half of the deceased Kohen Gadol. Talmud Lomar, U'machit Tzisov V'Erev, Mechzah Mishalim U'mevi U'machit. He has to bring that, it has to be his half of his carbon has to be brought. Well, the Kohen Gadol that was deceased, it's not him, it's a different guy. Okay, so maybe Sora Shon won't say, you'll make him, craving. That's what they're learning. Right, well, otherwise you have then the most second din of the Brisa teaching. How you learn the second din of the Brisa? Second din of the Brisa is basically saying that I think, the way I'm learning it is that the Brisa is telling you that you have to bring half of what you brought. You brought a half. You brought a whole, and you bring half of it. You brought a whole, you bring half of it. Okay. So Gemara said, so Tani Tama Kamei de Rav Nachman. So what do we do with this leftover half? So, one of the people who would regularly give over the brisa said in front of Rav Nachman, said a brisa, Mechza Rishon, Mechza Sheni, Tu Ubor Tzurason, and then Yetu Lebeis Tasreifa. Basically, you leave it over overnight, so it's Pasu Dulina, and then you burn them. You open them in the Beis Tasreifa. Okay. So, Amalei Rav Nachman, said based on this, Bishlam Rishon, I understand why the Rishon has to be Pasabalina and then be brought. Why? Because Echsei L'Hakrava. Because at one point in time, this half was able to be Hukra. Had the Kohen Gadol not died, we would have been marked the second half. So therefore, this is Kachim that became Pasal. This was Kachim that became Pasal. Ella, Sheni, Lamalei Ibotsura. Why do I have to Pasabalina? Make kar the ibukasi. The problem is, it's something that's hooked us, the hook will go in the mizbeach. You can't burn it right away. So it's disrespectful. So what you do is you leave it over, and you get pasabalina, and now midinlina, you get rid of it. So the first half, the second half of the first kohen that's left over, that was kadosh. That was royal akrava. That I have to leave over for lina, and then I burn it. But the second half of the second kohen, that was never royal akrava, because half of it was already. If you did half of the mitzvah in the morning, that would do another half of the mitzvah in the afternoon with half of his krava. But that second chas yisaron was never going to be used. So it was never kaddish. So why do you have to wait for lina? Well, a similar answer the Gemara says. So Gemara says the amalach money. What do you mean?
First game.
No, but the first one, the whole thing was brought to begin with, and at that time, look at point A in time, the entire thing is Roy Lachrava. No, point B, not the entire thing is Roy Lachrava, only half of it's Roy Lachrava. You're only going to bring half of it. You know you're only going to bring half of it. So what about the other half? You don't know which half.
You have to, but by definition, you have to bring a whole. That's the whole point.
You have to bring a whole, or you have to bring half of... Right.
It doesn't matter you're going to bring half.
No, it does matter you're going to bring half. That's the question.
But the whole thing, that's not, that definition has to be from a whole piece.
It has to be from a whole piece. You have to take half from a whole. Fine, but only half of it is going to be brought in the Mizbeah. So the other half is never hooked to us. You owe to the mitzvah of bringing half from a whole, but it was never hooked to us. So why do you have to have a psalmina?
That's the second part of the mitzvah, otherwise you
think maybe
you use the same one.
Right. So, Amar Nachma Bishma Rishon Yitzhak Rav, El Shani, Lamele Ibotura, Meikarli Ibokasi. They only brought it, the whole thing, in order to be yotzi that mitzvah of bringing half from a whole. But the second half is never going to be used.
It's never going to be used, but it's still part and parcel of the first part.
No, it's not.
Your whole premise is that it has to be a whole. So the definition of have A,
No, you're stuck on this point. No. The whole premise that it has to be a whole is they have to bring half from a whole.
Correct.
So that's the only reason why you have to have
half
a...
from a whole.
That's the only halakha you have to have a whole for. To bring half from a whole. Doesn't mean the whole thing is hooked us right away. You see, in order for half to be hooked to us...
Why I say the first... Part B from the first one is dropped dead. Why is that?
Because you have to bring half... Because you have to bring half from your whole.
No, I think that's not why. Because otherwise you think that you just...
You have to bring half from a whole. That tells me that half comes from a whole.
Correct.
It doesn't tell me that this entire whole is hooked to us.
Doesn't say the same thing as the first case.
But, so what?
In the first case, you said we have to bring half from a whole, so we bought A.
Right.
He dropped dead, B.
But at that moment, when he dropped dead, at that moment in time, you know that's going to be brought, so it's automatically hooked to us. So the Amar Lach Mani, so the Gemara says, so Rav Nachman says, when you ask this question, tell them the following answer. The Ton de Beir Rav Barvohu, the Amar Afilu Pigul Ton Ibotsura. Say that this is said in the name of Rav Barvohu, who says that even my Pigul, which is totally possible, it's not hooked us at all, it requires Ibotsura, meaning all Kachim requires Ibotsura, no matter what. Even if it's not Roy Lach Rava. Ravashi Amarno, a few tame Rabbanah. Even according to Rabbanah, says the pigle does not require Ibn Surah. He doesn't say, Keba the Ibn the pigle Bahu, similar to what you're saying. At the moment that you separate it, Ibai Hadak Makrif, Ibai Hai Makrif, Nechsa Chasim. You don't know for sure, at that moment in time, when you brought that Isaron, the second Isaron, do you know which half is going to be hooked or not? No, you have to split it. So at that first moment in time, each part is Roy Lach Rava. At point B,
what
then you know. But at the moment it's brought, it's Roy Lach Rava. You only make, you only, what? So therefore it requires Ibn Surah. Okay, Itmar, we learn in the Braisa. Chavite Kohen Gadol Ketzer Osnoso. How did they prepare the Minchat Chavitin? So Chibra Abba Amr B'Yochlan, Ofa, first you would bake it a little bit, the Achar Kach Metagna, and then you, I guess, put, does that mean you put the oil in it? You fry it. Oh, then you would fry it in the pan. Then you're right, you put the oil in it, fry it. Then you would fry it. Rabbi Yassi Omer, no, the other way around. Metagna, first you would fry it, the achkak ofa, and then you would bake it. Which comes first? Which is first in the process? So, Omer b'chiyah barabo, kivasei di mistabra. I make more sense. Okay? Confident, because he said, right, b'chiyah said that you bake it, then you fry it, because the pasuk says, tufini minchas pitim. Tufini is the word they're focusing on. Tofena na'e. You have to bake it, with the time that you bake it, it has to be nice. Right? So, if you fry it first, well, then it gets fried, gets a little burnt and black on it. So that's not a clean baking. We have to bake it first. Okay, Rav Asi Amar No, Kvasei Di Mistabra, I make more sense, that meaning that you fry it first and then you bake it, because he says, Tufeni means Tofena Na. That, when you bake it, it has to be a little cooked, but not completely cooked. So how can it be completely cooked and not completely cooked? It was fried to begin with. See on cooking, I think it's the same thing. That's what it says. Okay, so Gemara says Kitanoi, this machlokus amaroyim is the same machlokus tanoim. We have a brayso. Pasuk says Tufini, Tofena na, Rabbi Omer Tofena na, Rabbi Yossi Omer Tofena Rabba. Rabbi says Tofena na means that when it's baking, it has to be nice, which means that you bake it first and then fry it. And Rabbi Yossi Omer Tofena Rabba, you have to bake it many times, meaning that you bake it, fry it, and then bake it again. Yeah, so how do you bake it a lot? I think Tofena Rabba, you do it right, Rashi says. Rashi says, Tofena Rabba, Afios Harbe, Ofe Umatakna Ba Opa. Rebake it. Right? Rebake it. So Rabbi Yossi says you have to rebake it. Why? Because Islay Nov, Islay Nov. He learns out the limud twice. It has to be Noah, which means it has to be baked first. And Noah, it has to be baked after it was cooked a little bit, so then you have to bake it again. Okay, where does this continue to? Non Hashem. Okay, we learned in the Mishnah. And the Mishnah on Sadi Vav. Chavite Kohen Gadol. The Mirkos Chavite Kohen Gadol. Vishasan, Varichasan, Vapiyasan. It's all prepared. Where's it prepared? It has to be Bifnim. It has to be prepared in the Azara. It can't be prepared outside. It has to be prepared in the Azara. Vidochos is a Shabbos. All the preparations are Docha Shabbos. So, how do we know that all these three things are Docha Shabbos? These are all things that Malachas on Shabbos. The Gemara says, Omer Ravuna, the Pasuk says, Tufeni Minchas Pitim, meaning Tofena Na, has to be baked nicely. Vi Apilin Etmol, and if you bake it yesterday, and you don't put in all the preservatives, you baked it yesterday, Inafshala. It's not going to be nice anymore. It's going to start getting stale. You have to bake it that day. So it's not stale. So even on Shabbos. So it's Docha on Shabbos. Maskif Lo Rav Yosef, Ema de Kabish Lebi Yarka. Maybe you put preservatives in it. Maybe you hide it, right? You put it, you say, I think it's easy, that you pickle it as vegetables. It's some sort of, cover it, put it in aluminum foil. You cover it up so it doesn't get, freeze it. Do something that is preserved so it doesn't get raw. So how is that a raya that you must bake it on Shabbos? Bake it on Erev Shabbos and do something that preserves it. So the Gemara brings another makor that it's dough for Shabbos. The Beit Rabbi Shmuel Tana, they learned from the following. Right, it says in the Mincha, it says, Amachas v'shem v'teyaseh, teyaseh shall be done. It says, teyaseh v'limud v'afilu v'shabbos. It's been made even on Shabbos. Teyaseh v'afilu v'tumah. You can do it even if the Kohanim are Tmeim. Abayi Amar, he says, no, Amar Kral, the Pasuk says, soles mincha tamid. Right, the flour of the mincha constant, or always. Harei hi k'minchas tamidim. So it's like the mincha of the tamidim. And we know that the Karban tamid is dough for Shabbos. So too, the baking of the Chavite Kohen Gadol is also Docha Shabbos. So, Rabba Amar, the Pasuk says, Al Machlas, Hashem Ata'asa, is right, Melamed Shetu'una Kli. It has to be baked, it has to be brought and be baked in a Kli Shareis. V'i Apilei Me'etmol Isle Belina. It has to be in a Kli. If you baked it yesterday in the Kli, then what happens? If you have something that's Mekudosh left overnight in the Kli, it becomes Pasa Belina. So if I baked it yesterday, I can't bring it today, because it becomes Pasa Belina. Must be that I baked it today, right? Time to come and say, all right, we'll stop here. Tomorrow we'll continue with the bright, so that's a raya for Rabba. Okay, have a good day.